time. Check in with Mike Murray, president and GM of the Ice Bears. He joins us now on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Steamrolling our way towards the end of the regular season. Mike, last time we spoke, Ice Bears flying high, still flying high, although it's been a couple of situations coming up just a bit short in some overtime games. How are things this week?
Things are good. You know, obviously, you know, you kind of at times you want to be a little humbled before you go into playoffs. If you know, I've been on teams before, and we've had teams before that, you know, we just are rolling into the playoffs, and then all of a sudden we get humbled in the playoffs. I'd rather be humbled right before the playoffs so we can figure things out. But looking forward to, like I said, looking back over my shoulder, I can't even believe that the season has flown by as it has. We only have 6 regular season games left, 2 of them being at home. And, you know, to sit in second place with 21 wins, 11 losses, 3 overtime losses, and 1 shootout loss, I mean, like, if, you know, if the guys keep playing the way they're playing, like last Tuesday's game, if you were lucky enough to be in the building, it was like a playoff game. Macon's got a very good team, and it was tight checking. It was, you know, we went into overtime, unfortunately lost in overtime. But, you know, you talk about a fast-paced transitional game. It was exciting hockey to watch for sure.
It really is something to see that at this stage of the season, and as you mentioned, just a couple of weeks left in the regular season, 6 games total for you guys, that every team has played at least 34 games, and you're one of 2 franchises that have played 36. It looks like everybody has done their part to keep their teams healthy and active.
Yeah, like I'd mentioned on the show before, you know, I had some serious butterflies. I had to take a drink and drown my butterflies in the first few games, just to make sure the protocols were being followed, and not only from the players' aspect, but that the fans would buy into coming into an event, closed in event, socially distanced. And they've done everything and more of that. And, you know, I'd like to see if we can open up some more seats for the playoffs, because, like I said, a playoff atmosphere in Knoxville, Tennessee is something else in any sport, but especially in the Coliseum where the Ice Bears are playing. But it's kind of been tough the last few days. I've been trying to put together some playoff scenarios. You know, right off the bat, it looked like we would be facing Huntsville in the first round. Everything kind of stayed the same. But, you know, Pensacola is playing well right now. Birmingham's playing well. So I don't know where it's going to shake up. But, you know, in the playoff series, the best of three, hopefully, like I said, we stay either one or we either take over first place or finish in second to have first round home ice advantage in the first round. So that's kind of where we're at. Looking over my shoulder early on in January when we were, when the mayor called and asked us to postpone our first game, my heart dropped. I didn't know where we were going to be. The league was freaking out that we had to postpone our first game and reschedule it. To see where we come from then to now has been amazing. And we've done it safely and kept the players in check as well.
Mike, I know the goal is the SPHL title, but 19 consecutive years you've made the playoffs. That's pretty darn consistent.
Yeah, it's been great. Like I said, the amount of players that have come through our organization and staff, and with the same ownership, it's really been great to accomplish. And obviously, hats off to the community of Knoxville for supporting the Ice Bears as we head into our 20th season next year. Like I said on many times on this show that I've been blessed to do with you guys is just to really thank the corporate partners and our season ticket holders. I mean, without that stability and not having a franchise, like an affiliate franchise to be able to get financial support from, this community has just been a real big reason why we're going into our 19th season and a real big reason that we've been in the playoffs for 19 straight years.
How did the Sunday skills competition go?
Well, it went great. If anybody has, I think we had about 300 people in the building that were season ticket holders and that brought some friends that signed up to be season ticket holders for next year. So that was the main goal for us is we had, papers on seats that were shown as to be available for next season. They got scooped up pretty quick. But I think, you know, the guys were coming off the road, and I was a little, you know, I've been that player before where you play back-to-back, and you may win the first one, but the second one stings a little bit, and then you got to get up and do this skills competition for the fans. And, you know, we made it fun. The guys made it, you know, they're such professionals that, you know, they had fun within themselves. And just typically what you see before an NHL game is a skills competition where they have, you know, fastest skater, accuracy shot, hardest slap shot. All those things, and that's what we did. And we had, like I said, our camera 3 on the ice level to interview the guys and really get to see the character of these guys because, unfortunately, because of COVID, you know, our fans normally get to know these guys. They get to interact with them. They get to get their pictures taken with them. And you know, that just wasn't able to happen this year. So this was as close as they got to them. But everybody that showed up that day was absolutely entertained. And with us having 11 teams next year with a new franchise coming in, we've already decided that whenever the schedule comes out and we happen to be idle on one of those Fridays or Saturdays or whatever it may be, we are going to make that an actual event next year on a Friday, Saturday, what would normally be like an Ice Bear game. But if we're idle, that's one of the events we're going to do because the fans just loved it so much. And then we'll wrap it up with a little 3-on-3 competition. But it was great to see you. And just walking around in the stands, talking to the fans, they say, we absolutely love this. And like I said, you get to see the colorful characters that we have that make up the Ice Bear team this year.
So as you mentioned, you've got 2 home games left, and then you play the final 4 on the road. So how many heats are we going to see with the Wiener Dog Races Part 2 this Saturday?
Well, absolutely. Wiener Dog Race Part 2, you know, just being in the office today, the phones are ringing, and it's great. We always reserve, you know, we're technically sold out, but we always reserve spaces for extra Wiener Dog contestants, or we will release seats the day of. But I think right now we're close to 30 again, and that's great for this COVID season and the way that we're doing it safely. It's going to be a great Saturday night in Knoxville in the Coliseum, and it's like I said, that's one of our staples. Like the dinosaur races will be one of our staples. Anything, it seems like anything we race on the ice at intermission is something that people just really relate to. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And then you have another $2 Tuesday before you you head on the road again, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, and thanks for mentioning it on the show last time because you know, we sold out the building for a $2 Tuesday, which. You know, it's 2-for-1 tickets, $2 draft beers, $2 popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. And, I mean, what a great deal to watch a great hockey game. And, you know, we're actually playing Macon again, which is the #1 team on Tuesday. So, you know, we look to sell out the building again for that. And just great specials. It's affordable. And you're going to see a playoff-type atmosphere game again on Tuesday. So that'll be our last regular season home game. And then, like I said, we're setting ourselves up for the playoff run, and you know, we'll announce that schedule. Playoff packages will be announced as well. And like I said, it's the community in Knoxville, the corporate partners, and the season ticket holders, and the fans that have gotten us to this point, and especially gotten us through this season. So we fully expect them to be there in full force to sell out the building for our playoff games as well.
Mike, has the Empty Bellies, Empty Seats promotion ended?
Not yet. No, absolutely. We'll always accept those, and like I said, for as low as $45. And I appreciate you guys putting your names on those seats as well. It's you know, just because it's a COVID season doesn't mean people aren't still starving out there. And it was just great to be a part of with Jimmy Buckner and his group. You know, a Scarecrow Foundation, just to be a part of that. You know, and like I said, when all this is said and done, we'll really look back and appreciate the people that really partnered with us to get through this season, and we will not forget them. And just because, like I said, it was a scary proposition going into the season about how this was going to work, getting players across the border, just all of the things. And it's really with all the support from especially you guys as well to get this off the ground and see it through is truly amazing.
Mike, I was really struggling whether or not to get a $45 placard or enter the skills competition, but I thought the placard was safer. So I went that route.
What would your best skill would have been, do you think?
Falling down.
Slap shot?
Yeah. No, falling down.
Well, we
when it wasn't much on that.
Yeah. No, we would love to see you out there, though. The boys would have loved it.
I'm sure they would. Get a laugh.
Yeah, I'll just let Rusty Enzer take my place.
Well, Rusty Enzer is playing against us tonight in our final Dirty Dog Men's League game at the Coliseum. So I'm sure he's putting on the foil, taping his wrist. I always got to keep my stick a little bit higher than I normally have it whenever he's around me. So, you know, we'll see how that turns out tonight.
Boy, well, best of luck with that. And we always appreciate it. And can't wait to see how it goes for the last two on the home ice for the Ice Bears before finishing on the road. And then it'll be back home for the playoffs. And just tell folks, if they were interested in looking at next year as a season ticket holder, weren't one this year, but next year they want to, what's the best way they can get in touch?
They can simply go to our website, KnoxvilleIceBears.com, or simply call the office, 525-7825 or 525-PUCK. We've got a great staff that's been delightfully answering the phones and just, talking about next year. I don't think I've ever been so excited to get out in the community and talk about our 20th season and get, we've already had some new sponsors that want to be a part of what we do. We're selling box seats on the glass right now for next year. It's nice to hear the phone ring like it is and hear the excitement in the people, because like I said, for this season alone, just to be able to see the magic when we went on that 10 win in a row franchise record, to see that the magic that happened in just such a small amount of fans, 1,500, 1,700, when we get back to our capacity of 5,000 fans, it's absolutely going to be incredible. And any company or business or just a family of four that wants to be a part of that, all of our kids' zone will be up and running again next year by the time we open in October. So, like I said, I couldn't be more excited. I want to finish business this year. We have a special group of guys that represent the Knoxville Ice Bears, and I can't wait to see them go on this run. It was a little frustrating the other day. We had a guy get called up, and, you know, with only six games left, you never want to hold a guy back, but you always want to see, like, what's it going to be like at the next level at this point? Are they going to play you? Because we have a rule that after a certain deadline, once you get called up, you cannot come back. And I was a little frustrated with that, but I wish Colton Heffley, all the very best. I wish, you know, when agents and stuff get involved at this point, it's just like, you know, gosh, you'd rather see a championship ring on your resume than trying to stick it out at the next level where they might try to fit you in the lineup where he was, he was steady in the lineup in our lineup. But that's a little frustrating. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's Knoxville Ice Bears hockey. Can't appreciate you guys enough for supporting us how you have, not only over the years, but especially this year.
Well, we always appreciate you giving us your time to break it down for our listeners as well as your fans. And we give a shout-out to the folks listening in Sarnia and in London, north of the border. Great to have them join us each Thursday. Best of luck with the last two at home, and then we can't wait to hear how things look when you head back on the road. So, Mike, thank you very much. Have a great time with the Wiener Dog Races and the $2 Tuesday.
Thanks so much, guys. We'll bring home the W's, like I said, have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
All right, you as well. And that's Mike Murray, president and GM of the Ice Bears, joining us for Slap Shots on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.